Welcome back to the ZCast podcast. It is Tuesday, January 27th, 2026, and we have another fascinating set of metrics to unpack from the ZCast chain. Trinity, the numbers today present a very interesting dichotomy between improving privacy fundamentals and a significant surge in high-value transparent activity.
They certainly do, Neo. It looks like the network was buzzing, but the nature of that activity skewed the overall perception of privacy adoption. We're going to dive deep into those whale movements and the anomaly in the fee structure. Let's start with the privacy pool flows. What is the net sentiment there?
The net flow is where we see improvement. Yesterday, we measured a net privacy outflow of nearly 500 ZEC, specifically minus 496.5 ZEC. Today, that outflow has significantly reduced to only minus 222.7 ZEC. While we still prefer a positive net flow, more ZEC shielding than deshielding, the reduction in deshielding volume is a very healthy sign, dropping from approximately 1700 ZEC yesterday to 1474 ZEC today.
So despite that fundamental improvement, the percentage of shielded transactions actually dropped slightly, moving from 3.53% down to 3.04%. That seems counterintuitive given the reduced outflow.
That drop is entirely a function of increased activity on the transparent layer. Look at the raw transaction counts. We saw 7,028 transparent transactions today, up substantially from 5,799 yesterday. The shielded transaction count remained stable, ticking up slightly from 212 to 220. The proportional decrease simply highlights that the transparent side of the network saw much heavier utilization today. The volume of ZEC moving within the shielded pool also remained robust, with the median absolute shielded value delta holding steady around 3.78 ZEC.
Understood. A healthier flow, but a much busier open highway, if you will. Moving to network throughput, Neo, the sheer scale of transfer activity is noteworthy. We tracked over 962,000 ZEC transferred, which at current valuation is north of $353 million in total USD volume. But the real story is in the transaction categorization.
Precisely. This is where we identify the whale activity spike. The data shows a dramatic surge in transactions categorized as whale, that is, transfers exceeding a certain high-value threshold. We saw 853 whale transactions today. For context, that's an increase of over 35% from yesterday's already high count of 628. This rapid mobilization of high-value entities often signals a coordinated market move or exchange rebalancing.
A 35% jump in whale transfers in a single 24-hour period is significant and merits close scrutiny. It suggests large actors are either taking profits, accumulating, or restructuring their holdings aggressively. Interestingly, despite this surge in large transactions and the overall rise in estimated TPS, up to 0.084 today, the total ZEC transferred actually decreased from yesterday's 1.3 million ZEC.
That discrepancy tells us the average size of transactions outside of the true behemoths must have decreased, or perhaps the whales are moving larger counts of medium-large transactions rather than fewer extremely large ones. The network health, in terms of sheer participation, is solid. Unique active addresses climbed to 5,358, suggesting strong user engagement accompanying the institutional activity.
We have to touch upon the fee structure, which continues to display a clear anomaly. We see the median transaction fee remain incredibly low, just 3.6 cents in USD. This is excellent for typical users, but the average fee stands at over $1,800. Neo, what drove the average fee up so drastically again?
It's the standard outlier, Trinity. The maximum transaction fee recorded today was over $2.24 million USD. This is slightly higher than yesterday's maximum fee. While extremely rare, a single highly anomalous transaction fee like this completely distorts the average. We must filter this out when assessing general network cost. The 3-cent median is the functional reality for 99.9% of users. We continue to monitor these high outliers for any structural change, but for now, they remain eccentricities.
So to synthesize today's ZCast metrics, Neo, we have an accelerating pace of overall transactions driven largely by transparent activity and a significant spike in high-value whale movements. Crucially, the fundamental health of the privacy pool improved, showing less net outflow compared to the prior period.
Exactly. The key takeaway for January 27th is high velocity on the transparent layer, confirming the increasing engagement reflected in the active address count. The privacy layer is stabilizing, showing resilience even as the high-stakes market action heats up on the open chain. The network continues to process substantial value while maintaining minimal effective transaction costs.
Insightful analysis as always, Neo. That's all the time we have for today's ZCast. Join us tomorrow as we track these developing trends, especially if these whale movements continue.
Thank you, Trinity. Until next time, stay shielded.